The Nuclear Option, Pro-Trump Black Voters Media's Worst Nightmare. By Charles Hurd on November 6, 2018. Because President Trump is an alt-right, white supremacist, nationalist racist who wants to bring black slavery back in America, he dispatched a tweet proudly declaring record support among black voters. New Fox poll shows a 40% approval rating by African Americans for President Trump, a record for Republicans. Thank you, a great honor. See, the thing you don't understand about alt-right, white supremacist, nationalist racists is that while their entire mission is to bring back black slavery, they also really want to be popular among black voters. Such disgusting white privilege. Of course, the great white media immediately pounced on the proclamation and declared Mr. Trump's tweet a lie. Mr. Trump invented the poll, blared one internet rag. It's 100% false, declared another white person billing himself as a journalist. Is Trump simply lying or is he so unhinged that he thinks it's true? Actually, it turns out to be 100% true that such a poll was conducted, by Rasmussen. The results of that poll were reported by a columnist at FoxNews.com, which is where President Trump presumably learned of it. I am sorry, but who is unhinged here? This is what the great white media has morphed into in the age of Trump. They simply refuse to focus on the substance of anything. They don't want to talk about the economy, America's disastrously broken immigration system, or any of the other serious issues that got Donald Trump elected in the first place. No, they just want to talk about Mr. Trump's style. The tiniest misstatement gets turned into a mountain of fake news. Oftentimes, there isn't even a misstatement at the foot of that mountain. Just fake news. In this case, why did the great white media come so unglued? Because they are absolutely terrified that the Rasmussen poll is actually correct. Or at least onto something. In fact, there are numerous surveys that indicate Mr. Trump's popularity has improved significantly among black voters since he was elected. In August, a professor named Michael Tesler wrote about black voters for the Washington Post in a column bizarrely called Monkey Cage. I guess you are allowed to do this sort of thing if you call yourself a race expert. Professor Tesler dismissed an earlier Rasmussen poll showing 36% support among black voters for Mr. Trump as an outlier. Let's set aside the stupidity of this claim. What matters more to black voters? Goofball accusations from unserious people or the lowest black unemployment in history? As an American voter, I can tell you what matters more to me. And I know I am not alone. And this is precisely why Democrats and the great white media are so stricken with fear today. This is also why Democrats and the media have cranked up their race baiting to the highest level ever. Mr. Trump's policies are actually working to make life better for all Americans, including black voters. And Hispanic voters and Christians and Jews and Muslims and all the other categories Democrats like to divide Americans into. If Mr. Trump can break down those false barriers and allow all voters to vote as Americans rather than the racial groups politicians put us all into, then America will, indeed, be greater for it. Charles Hurd can be reached at Shurd@WashingtonTimes.com. Follow him on Twitter via @CharlesHurd.